This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It was an awkward moment in the White House today, given the news, as the president marked the Martin Luther King Day holiday by upgrading the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site in Atlanta to a National Historic Park. Events of the past 24 hours or so aside, the federal government is trying to recognize and honor more of this country's civil rights history, part of a growing interest in and a market for civil rights tourism. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more now from Atlanta.
So delightful to have you on our tour.
Tom Huck stands at the front of his coach bus on Atlanta's historic Auburn Avenue and points to the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site. Some 40 college students peer out at Dr. King's childhood home, his church, he and his wife Coretta's tombs, and other landmarks.
This is where the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and before that, many other little groups that registered black people to vote. It changed the system in this country.
It's all on Huck's three-hour civil rights tour. He stops at Atlanta's historically black colleges and the state capitol. There's even a singer who performs freedom songs live. Huck launched the weekly tour in 2016.
I was interested in showing people around Atlanta the historical sites of Atlanta, and there wasn't really anybody doing it. And the more and more I talked to people about it, the more and more people liked it.
Huck, who's 70, is not just any guide. He was the King family's driver for years and gives his firsthand experiences. He estimates 20,000 people have paid the $65 fee for his public tour every Saturday. He also does private tours for groups.
I've had Catholic groups. I've had a lot of AME churches, groups, a lot of family reunions in the private tours. The public tours is a mix from all over the country. It's not just black folks.
In the past few years, Atlanta's grown its civil rights tourism industry. That includes entrepreneurs like Huck and new institutions like the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. Visitors there watch historic news footage and learn about civil rights around the world. The Atlanta Visitors and Convention Bureau now promotes a civil rights itinerary. The trend is spreading around the South. Mississippi just opened its first civil rights museum. 14 states are about to launch the U.S. Civil Rights Trail with the National Park Service. Market researcher Laura Mandela says there's demand for all this.
You know, there were numbers to say that if you build it, they will come.
Her firm, Mandela Research, has found that cultural heritage tourism, basically people visiting historic sites, is a $171 billion industry in the U.S. She's also found that more Black Americans are traveling. That's a $56 billion industry.
Our study that demonstrated quite clearly that African Americans, you know, as a travel population, were very interested in looking at sites that reflected their history.
Mandela also thinks the U.S. having its first black president made more people see that civil rights history is everyone's history. And the business of engaging with it doesn't end at tour buses and entrance fees. It includes restaurant meals, hotel rooms, and conference bookings. Carmen Luisa Coya Van Down is with the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. It's his burial place and a research library. She says the appeal of civil rights tourism, specifically around Dr. King, isn't just about the past.
With the state of our world today, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his philosophy and methodology of nonviolence, social change, has been more relevant than ever. People are thirsting for justice and peace.
Coya expects the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's assassination this April to draw even more visitors from across the country and the world. In Atlanta, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.